Good afternoon on a rainy Wednesday afternoon. Start this meeting. So today we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. And Mr. Greg Giusti will start us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you for coming. I wanted to just call the people's attention. We have a two-day meeting, so we're actually doing public comment and public forum tomorrow. So we're just going to kind of jump right in. We will start with introductions. On my far right is Ms. Irene Tynes from Crescent City. Our newest board member, Mr. Greg Giusti. Mr. Bill Massey from Forestville. Mr. Jeff Hales from Eureka. And Mr. John Corbett from McKinleyville. And I'm David Norton from Sebastopol. Matt, would you please introduce Seth?
Yes. Good afternoon, Chairman Norton, members of the board, and officially welcome to you. Greg Giusti, it's great to have you on our board. To my right, David Leland, our Assistant Executive Officer, Staff Counsel, Samantha Olson. Across from me, Patty Corsi, and working on sound is Donna Pope. And members of staff that will be presenting to you will introduce themselves at the time of their presentations.
Fantastic. I want to remind people before we get started as well that if you plan to speak today, please fill out a speaker card and get it to Patty Corsi. We will start off this morning, or actually this afternoon, with item number one. So this is the time and place for a hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board North Coast Region to consider adoption of proposed order R1-2013-0059, waiver of waste discharge requirements, general water quality certification, and monitoring and reporting program for the Mendocino County Resource Conservation District's Mendocino County Permit Coordinated Program. This item is properly noticed. Will all those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following note. All two of you, please swear or affirm that you will tell the truth in this matter.
Record should note one ghost.
Jonathan Warmerdam.
Good afternoon, Chairman Norton, members of the board. My name is Jonathan Warmerdam. I'm an environmental scientist on your staff. Nice to be back in front of you following our past workshop in September regarding this item. So today we'll be going over a public hearing to consider adoption of order number R1-2013-0059, a waiver of waste discharge requirements and a general water quality certification with a monitoring reporting program for the Mendocino County Resource Conservation District's Mendocino County Permit Coordination Program. Quite the warm-up. As I did during the September workshop, I gave you this kind of cheat sheet slide incorporating what we're doing here today. I'd have you refer back to this during the presentation if there's any confusion on exactly what we're doing and what the program entails. So, the Mendocino County Permit Coordination Program is a program that facilitates the implementation of conservation and restoration practices. And as I mentioned before, some of these practices are erosion control on roads, stream bank stabilization, improvements in the riparian zone, et cetera, that landowners who have property that want to make improvements have, they have to work through a number of different permitting mechanisms. Here's some state and federal permit processes. So up on the left, we have Army Corps of Engineers, Regional Water Board, down on the left, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and NOAA. All of these agencies have permitting authority over different types of projects. And so what the Permit Coordination Program does also is it covers the CEQA analysis on behalf of landowners, and it helps to facilitate bringing public funds in to support implementation of some of these projects. And all of those come together in a finely tuned machine. This is where I hypnotize you very briefly. And then remind you that at the end of this, we're really going to be focusing on our cog in this machine. Our gear is what we're here today to talk about what we're proposing for your adoption and the 401 and waiver. So the topics we'll be covering today are a brief recap of the workshop from September. This is going to be an abridged version of what we went over before, kind of a higher elevation look on this program. So Mr. Juicy, you weren't present for that, so if you have any specific questions you'd like to ask, I'd be happy to try and answer them. We'll also touch on the Mendocino County Permit Coordination Program, obviously, and then our order our business today, going over the proposed order for adoption. So a brief recap. I started by talking about Mendocino County. It's truly a county of a lot of different types of resources, which over time has led to a rise in popularity. Population has expanded, starting especially with the incorporation of California as the 31st state in 1850. We talked about several different eras of impact that started after that, including early settlements and transition of forest land for grazing and agriculture into an early wave of timber harvesting in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And then subsequently, after post-World War II, there was another wave of timber harvesting that lasted all the way up until the 1970s with the forest practice rules coming online. And then leading us today, we have current timber harvesting, agricultural activities, and then more recently, you've been hearing a lot about marijuana production and the influence that has on our river systems. Together, those activities, the legacy of those activities, we have a lot of impaired watersheds in Mendocino County, primarily for sediment and temperature, a lot of it due to kind of the similar land use history. And I mentioned to you kind of the status of what the salmonids that we have in Mendocino County are facing, and I highlighted to you the real dire straits right now for coho salmon in particular, a species that's been coming to these different watersheds for perhaps upwards of a million years, looking at a possible extinction within a couple next decades. And that was something that our partner from the NOAA came, Charlotte Ambrose, and spoke to you in June about. And along with our partner agencies, we agree there's some priority recovery actions that need to take place. Some of those are long-term, and some of those are near-term. Long-term being continued work to try and arrest the controllable sources of erosion that are contributing to our polluted waterways, but also allowing riparian zones to be restored and their function to be restored as shade continues to try and improve. Riparian zones are critical to that. And then there's near-term actions that can take place. That's in-stream restoration projects, securing water flows, those types of things. One thing we touched on also was the difficult process it takes for individual landowners to go through to go out and get the permits to implement these recovery actions, implement erosion control or in-stream types of activities. The process is complex, it's expensive, lots of paperwork, et cetera, and generally the consensus is that it inhibits restoration, which leads us to the Mendocino County Permit Coordination Program. Why coordinated permitting? Well, basically, permit coordination offers one-stop permit shopping, programmatic CEQA coverage. It also provides technical assistance and financial assistance to landowners who want to do improvements on their lands. And the goals of the projects that are included in the permit coordination program, they're all those same types of recovery actions that I mentioned before: controlling erosion, improving the riparian zone, et cetera. And under the permit coordination program, up to 25 projects can be implemented per year. It's a 10-year program, so that would equate to 250 projects over that entire 10-year period. And then there's some limitations that have been agreed to with NOAA and the federal agencies on limiting the total number of projects that could cause some short-term impacts on sensitive species like coho salmon or steelhead trout. Which brings us to our permit. We went over this before. I'd just like to briefly touch on it again. It includes a waiver of waste discharge requirements that cover 10 separate conservation and restoration practices. There's environmental protection and mitigation measures that are a required element that come directly from the CEQA mitigated negative declaration that was approved in June of 2012 for the Mendocino County Permit Coordination Program. It's a general water quality certification that includes standardized provisions and a reduced fee. There's monitoring and reporting elements that are required, and an annual project status report. The mechanics of the program functions, first the RCD establishes cooperator agreements with landowners who want to participate in the program. On an annual basis, the RCD submits to us a work plan to all the agencies, in fact, which describes the different projects and conservation projects that will be done. The agencies are provided an opportunity to review that, request project inspections, provide recommendations to improve the programs or the projects. And then subsequently, the Regional Water Board makes a determination, issues a notification of coverage or certification to the RCD saying, you have the green light, you can move forward with these projects. Yellow light, we have some more questions or want to conduct an inspection. Or red light, this type of project doesn't fit under our program. Then project implementation occurs. Subsequently, there's project monitoring. And then, as I mentioned, there's a post-construction reporting that comes back to us every year, telling us what the status is of the projects that were implemented over the previous year or years. We issued the order for public review starting in September 17th of the 45-day review period. We received one public comment during that period. It was from the Deputy Director of CAL FIRE, Bill Snyder, and it was in support of the program. That support letter is actually included as part of your package. We subsequently also received one public comment from Don McInhill of the Russian River Watershed Keeper regarding concerns about stream bank stabilization and the potential for riprapping associated with the program. We highlighted to Mr. McInhill that this program does not cover that type of activity. In some discrete locations associated with bioengineering projects, discrete rock application may occur, but it's atypical. And so the riprapping element is something that would have to be covered under a completely different permit. So we corresponded with him on that. It sounded like he was satisfied with that. I'm not sure if he's here today. Mr. Massey also had a question during the workshop about what the benefit is to a landowner cost-wise for participating in the permit coordination program. So I worked with the Mendocino RCD and consulted with Pronunsky Chatham, a local consulting entity, to kind of come up with a hypothetical series of projects that address project. The projects were divided in two different types, small projects versus large projects. The only reason being small projects may qualify for categorical exemption from CEQA under the small habitat restoration exemption. Larger projects would be required to go through a larger CEQA analysis, like a mitigated negative declaration, as the Mendocino County RCD did for this program. We also consider project design, permitting fees, contractor services, all these different elements that go into the cost associated with these projects. Here's kind of the breakdown, two different tables showing small versus large projects, and I'll just direct you really straight to the very bottom of each. The percentage that we estimated for either of those was between 61 to 63% savings for a landowner who's participating in the program. Sounds like a good thing. We didn't address time that's included in this, what it would take a landowner to go through that process. There's so many variables that go into this, so this was really this is as far as we could get. But roughly, I would estimate that it's probably even more time would be saved by a landowner than this 61% to 63%. So back to my conclusions, as I stated before, Mendocino County watersheds are important and they're impaired. And the status of the salmonids in Mendocino County are really dire and they need our attention now. As I highlighted, there's conservation and restoration projects that are needed to try and improve conditions for them. And the Mendocino Permit Coordination Program helps to overcome some of the obstacles associated with the individual permitting process, the permitting arena out there. And the Permit Coordination Program is one important catalyst for implementing those, but we do indeed need more. And as I mentioned before, we, the regulatory community, need to also recognize that advocacy indeed is an important tool and it's good policy also, and this program really exemplifies that. With that, our recommendation to you is to adopt proposed order number R1-2013-0059, waiver waste discharge requirements, general water quality certification, monitoring and reporting program for the Mendocino County RCD's Mendocino County Permit Coordination Program. And if you have any questions, I'd be...
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Massey.
I would dearly be honored to move order number R1-2013-0059 for adoption.
I'll second, but I have some questions prior to adoption.
I agree. We hold that for a minute and we'll come back.
My first question is, the boundaries are countywide, right? Mm-hmm. Are the district, is the district boundaries countywide or not, or will they be administering it?
I don't think you're on.
Well, it's got a green line.
I'll try to talk.
There you go.
My mom always used to come up, but actually adjust these to my great embarrassment.
it's much nicer to hear from you. It's countywide, right?
Correct.
Is the Resource Conservation District countywide?
Correct, it is.
Oh, okay, so that answers that. The second thing is...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but with one nuance. There is a zone right along the coast that has been omitted from this program. The reason being, there's additional endangered species right along this ribbon of coastline that the RCD and NRCS decided early on they were going to not incorporate into this because of those additional species and the complications associated with them. So that includes Point Arena, Mountain Beaver, and Tidewater Goby in particular. So there is a ribbon right along the coast that is covered by this.
Okay. My next question is, and it appears from reading the materials that participation is expected to be high on landowners. I know we had tried something similar in the Scott that went astray because people didn't want to enroll. To the best of your knowledge, does everyone want to enroll to this to get the benefits?
I'm optimistic that there will be a lot of interest. I would think that this program provides a lot of opportunity for landowners to participate. Based on the cost and time elements and other considerations, I think it's in their interest to try.
Well, one would think so, but I've seen watersheds where individual owners didn't buy into it. And then any individual owner can, of course, go through our regular regulatory process if they see fit. Right?
Correct.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, Jonathan, can you hear me? On? Good, thanks. One of the slides that you showed for the cost savings, that you had implementation costs on there too. How does the PCP reduce implementation costs?
What can occur is a lot of projects funded through the Mendocino RCD are grant funded, and grant funding comes with some cost share requirements. And so if there's a 25% cost share, then the expectation would be that the landowner would be responsible for that part of the implementation.
Great, thanks. And one other thing that I noticed is that hidden in the order, not really hidden, but one of the things that I like is that it says the district proposes to be permitted for 10 years, but at 5 years you're going to have kind of a synthesis, a program evaluation, check in, see how it's doing in a report. That's actually missing from the MRP, so I don't know if that's something that we should should put in there. It kind of seems like it should be. When you get into the, just past the additional findings on page 12, that number 8 says by March 31st of each year of operations, I'm on page 12, so by March 31st of each year of operations, it goes into talking about annual reporting, but then it seems between 8 and 9, that's where you need to slip in that you have to have that 5-year report as well, and that should be carried forward into the MRP. So that was missing. So if we can just add that to it, I think it's a fantastic program. Just if we could get that in there just to be consistent.
And one additional note regarding the 5-year period. This actually is, our permit requires renewal after 5 years also. So that would be another milestone we'd be encountering around that same period.
Okay. So Matt, does that seem like we can just make that adjustment to the language?
We can certainly make the adjustment to the language, and if the board is comfortable, we can make that. Do we need to make that language, propose a specific language, Samantha?
If you can phrase a motion specific enough, we can just go forth and execute it. So bring a motion very specifically to incorporate a requirement to check in and report to the board in 5 years. And carry that same reporting requirement to the MRP. A motion like that would be specific enough that we wouldn't have to scramble around and figure out the exact sentence right now.
Mr. Massey, since you made the first motion.
That is acceptable to me as a motion to whatever Sam said.
Well, the seconder accepts that there would be a 5-year report submitted to the board.
Yeah. But it's consistent with the language that's listed in the order. So
yeah.
Sure. And just to be technical, when you vote, either vote on that motion and then the original motion, or vote on the original motion as modified by the second motion.
Okay, we'll get there. Fantastic. Jonathan, I ask you, I noticed that the Streambank stabilization technical guidance number 4 is not to be used on Fishbrain streams. Is that just because the anatomy there that goes beyond the scope of CEQA and all that type of stuff that's supporting the permit, and that therefore those projects would have to kick it up a level and get an individualized permit?
No, that's specific to stabilization. If I'm remembering the one you're talking about specifically, that has to do more with stabilization grade control structures. I think that's item, the 4th item. And so that's omitted from that for that purposes. There are other types of in-stream activities for stream enhancement projects, which might include boulder placement, large wood, that type of thing.
Well, at the same time, I mean, this permit, as I see it, is not meant to wrap all programs or projects into it. That in essence, if a project is too complicated or too large, you could always come up with an individualized permit.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, fantastic. So we had a motion and a second, but then we would have a motion to...
I would amend the motion to include the provision for a 5-year review and...
Mr. Massey, Board Member Massey, before we have to get too complicated, it is true that this board has to review this waiver in 5 years no matter what.
Yeah.
And so if we want to avoid some complicated additions, why don't, if it's okay, if that's satisfactory, this will come back before the board one way or another in 5 years.
But we want the report.
Right. Okay.
Well, it's listed. It's in the order. It says that it'll happen. It just didn't carry forward through the monitoring reporting program.
Right.
So
we will add in to the monitoring reporting program the provision that there will be this 5-year report.
And I'll second the motion.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Do you have a new program, sir?
Thank you.
I did want to make a couple comments. I thought the advantages of the permit were described less than they actually are. I think these types of cooperative where you're using a second agency, one, it adds certainty to your regulated community and also to your environmental community. They're more efficient. It's a better approach to get at the hard one of accumulating impacts. And if you take our staffing this allows us to do more than we can do and better than we can do it. And so I think these are excellent programs, and I suspect they'll be mentioned as an example when we look at restoration comprehensively. And so great job.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jonathan, very much.
Mr. Chair, just before we finally end this item, I just wanted to publicly recognize Patty Mattingly and the Mendocino County RCD for their partnership in developing this program and working with us to implement it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good job to you, too.
All right, we have item number two. Why don't we take a quick 10-minute break while we get set up, and we'll come back at...